Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz, and this is Redmond's twice-weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening right here in Redmond for the next 7 days. Tell me, Jennifer, what is the big cover story for this episode?
It's a big one. So, as of last week, the Sound Transit 2 line is officially running across Lake Washington, connecting downtown Redmond to Seattle for the first time by rail.
Absolutely amazing news. Wow.
We've all been waiting for this. This is the first time anywhere in the world that light rail runs across a floating bridge, which is kind of wild when you think about it. It also means a direct, reliable option for getting into Seattle without sitting in 520 traffic. If you've been wanting to try it, now's the time to do so. This changes a lot for East Side commuting and our community.
Whether you are a brother or a mother, this story means something to you. There is a 90s themed silent disco happening Wednesday, April Fool's Day from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Redmond Library. Of course, it's got to be a silent disco because everyone knows at a library, you be quiet. They're handing out wireless headphones so you can pick your music channel and dance quietly while everyone else is doing the same thing. It's a part of their adult reading program, but honestly, this feels more like a throwback party with snacks and costumes encouraged. If you still have a flannel or a denim jacket, now's your moment. Or I say, like the John Travolta white suit.
Small Business Saturday, Saturday, April 4th, 10 to 1 at Soul Food Coffee House in Redmond. Discover vendors who embrace an earth-focused theme or incorporate eco-friendly practices into their businesses, making it easy to support both small businesses and the planet.
It's always good to go to Soul Food, and it's always good to get coffee. And then this makes it fun, too. There's a community celebration happening Saturday, April 4th, from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Old Firehouse Teen Center. They're basically saying goodbye to the current building before it gets redeveloped. We've talked about this a couple weeks ago, and they are inviting the community to share memories, photos, and stories from over the years. If you grew up here, this place probably meant something to you. Might be worth stopping by just to see it one last time.
Aww. Excellent at the Farm is happening Saturday, April 4th from 10 to noon at Farrell McWhorter Park. This one's for kids ages 2 to 12, and they're going all out with egg hunts, pony rides, crafts, and even a scavenger hunt through the forest. There's also snacks and music, so it's basically a full morning activity. This event requires registration, and there is a fee, so if you want to go, make sure to sign up early. And if you do decide to go, dress for mud. Seriously.
Speaking of eggs, there's a dog-friendly Easter egg hunt happening Saturday the 4th from 2 at Petco. They're hiding treat-filled eggs all around the store, and your dog gets to sniff them out, which honestly sounds like chaos in the best way. It's while supplies last, so it's more of a casual drop-in than a structured event. Bring a leash and maybe don't show up right at peak crowd if your dog gets overwhelmed. Can I tell you a true story? When I lived in Florida, there was a local pet supply store that we got kicked out of, and we were not allowed to go back because of our little dog, Libby, who weighed, I think, 15 pounds. We went in with the dogs. They wanted you to bring your dogs in, and she went to the bottom shelf where they have the all the bones from cows.
Yeah.
And she grabbed this 12-pound schnauzer, grabbed the biggest friggin' leg bone from a cow. We weren't paying attention. We went shopping. We bought our stuff, got back to the car, started loading everything in, and she's standing there with like a 6-foot cow leg in her mouth.
What a little delinquent.
So we went back and said, here, I'm sorry, our dog took it to us. We'd appreciate it if you wouldn't bring her back, and we can't sell it now. It's used.
It's used.
Like, Paul, it was used the first time, and you took it from the cow.
Hey, Redmond riders, this is where things get interesting. With the 2 line now running across the lake, you can bike from downtown Redmond or Marymore straight onto light rail and roll into Seattle without dealing with the traffic.
Oh, this is a bike rider's dream.
It really is. You can get just about anywhere and ditch the traffic now. This opens up a legit bike and rail commute that just didn't exist before. The stations are so easy to access from the trail system, so it actually works in real life, not just on paper. So if you're trying it out, refuel at Five Stones Coffee or River Trail Roasters right by the stops.
I loved it because we are such coffee hounds, we have to throw in plugs for different coffee places.
Word is Redmond rumor mill.
Jennifer, what are your gossip birds telling you this week?
Ooh, okay. Well, here's what we're hearing. A boutique pickleball club might be coming somewhere near the 164th Avenue corridor. Not a big box gym, more like private courts, a bar, monthly memberships, kind of a whole social scene built around pickleball. We don't know the exact location yet, the timing of it, or even what it'll be called. But if this is real, where do you think it's going? If you've got a guess or have heard something, head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post.
We want to know your pick for the best arborist slash tree trimmer in Redmond. If you have a pick, head on over to facebook.com/bestofredmond, find our post called Your Picks, and drop your vote in the comments.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com, and we'll see you in the next one, or maybe before then.
Walking around Redmond.